I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. We had a great classic just a short while ago, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. And now you're going to bludgeon everybody over the head with another Western.
I am. And another buddy film. 10 years before, it was 1959.
Yeah.
And it's called The Magnificent Seven. I just wanted to explore a little bit with you, if you remember the difference between those two, and then we can look at Magnificent Seven as Western.
Okay. Well, the big difference is that the two main buddies pick up a band of other hangers-on.
Yes.
So it becomes a team. I think The Magnificent Seven, which actually is a Western remake, John Sturges remake of The Seven Samurai, the Kurosawa film.
Yeah.
That ushered in this new genre, subgenre of the team action film.
Wild Bunch being the best example.
Wild Bunch comes in 1969, same year as Butch Cassidy.
Yes, yes.
The Dirty Dozen, The Professionals.
Good, yeah.
You had these team movies, right? So this one starts that. But at the center of it, you have Steve McQueen and Yul Brynner.
I thought the difference, it doesn't center as much on McQueen as you had in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. While they were the leaders of the Sturges, attempted to highlight.
We are not interested in that relationship very much
in
that movie.
Yeah, and it's not a good...
Their relationship, I think you could sum up in that opening scene, which is great. They don't know each other.
Yeah.
There's somebody is refused burial in the cemetery.
Great, you're right.
Because of their race.
It's a wonderful scene.
Because of their race, right? Which is awesome.
Yes.
And then Brynner, he's going to drive the coffin up to the cemetery. And when McQueen sees this, that this guy's going to do it alone, he jumps in and they team up together. They don't even know each other. They exchange names in that carriage ride.
Right.
These two very different personas.
The difference between these and, say, Butch and Sundance is that these guys are soldiers of fortune, where Butch and Sundance are robbers.
Right.
Charming, but they are. These guys aren't robbers. They're just guys who make money off of their guns.
Yeah.
There are moments of philosophy, as when Brynner, I think, says, I've been offered a lot for my work, but never everything, when the little town gives them all the jewelry, everything they have from their town.
Yeah.
So, you know, what a beautiful thought.
They're helping a Mexican town fight off Eli Wallach's band of Mexican thugs.
There is no more malignant, charming leader of bandidos than Eli Wallach playing Calvera.
Right.
It's just when the two of them ride off in the traditional Hollywood Western way, ride off on their horses, the kind of wisdom that comes out of the film. In the end, for these gunfighters, they don't win. They never win. Only the farmers win.
Yeah.
We lost. We always lose.
Right.
There's that kind of philosophical turn that I love about this film. It's not just about guns.
Coming out, you know, it's 1959, 12 plus years after the end of World War II. It's pre-Vietnam.
We're still talking about outsiders coming in to save. It's easy to see Calvera as communists. It's easy to see the Magnificent Seven are an outside force coming in to save.
Yeah, it also, it does resonate with World War II, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This ragtag bunch of Americans, including the immigrant, Yul Brynner, coming together to help this outside kind of realm.
And there are unreal parts of it. For instance, all the Mexicans are in lily white outfits because it was demanded by the Mexican government that they not have dirty clothes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is really fascinating.
You also have the Horst Buchholz character, Chico, stay in the town at the end of the film. Unbelievable act when there is zero in that town, but that very good-looking lady that he stays with.
It does have precedence in, you know, reality. Guys went to war and they'd stay. They'd, you know, find a bride. Yep. Some of them stayed.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you could shed a little light on Robert Vaughn for me, because he is an annoying screen presence. He's the weak link in this group.
Right, he's a coward. Vaughn is off the chart for Hollywood. You watch him and you say, what is it about this guy? Suspicious, nerdy guy who's smart. He magnetizes you just because you're looking and saying, okay, what's so special about this guy?
Yeah, he throws everything off.
He does. Yes, he does.
Interesting.
It's a magnificent movie.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.